Well, Taku Teferi, Doc Ferris is with us for a corridor, and I've been looking forward to a chance to have a chat with him. He has decided he will stand as an independent in the forthcoming election. Mihaune kia koe, Doc. Thanks very much for joining us on the program. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Well, it's been a hot sort of situation, but, you know, I'm always mindful, Doc, that, you know, politics is what we do, not who we are. So I know it's been a trying period for yourself and for others in the political sector. But, you know, you stand proud with your head high, and good on you. You're going to stand as an independent. Tell us about this decision, please, Doc.
Yeah, kia ora, ho. Well, it's pretty straightforward for us. You know, we were voted in by the people of Te Taitonga, and despite all the you know, ups and downs that have happened, the people of Te Taitonga wanted us to stay on, and so we stayed on, and that's our intention, is just to stay the course and continue to represent those people that voted for us. And yeah, just head straight into the election like that.
Tēnā koe. How much more prepared are you for the realities of politics now than when you first started, Doc?
Oh yeah, I think we're a lot more experienced now, and eyes wide open. But you know, heading into this election, we understand what's required. You know, we got involved in 2020, so I mean, we're 7 years down the line now. So a lot of our networks through the Te Taitonga are, you know, much broader and stronger, and even all of our people and our whānau in Te Taitonga know and understand what's required. So we're a lot better prepared. So we're happy going into the election. We know and understand what's required. We're prepared, all our whānau are prepared, so yeah, we're feeling good.
Tēnā koe, you used the term we. Can you talk about your team that's behind you? I mean, you can't do it on your own, so how reliant are you on those who will support you, and where are they coming from?
Yeah, totally. I mean, Te Taitonga is a huge place. I mean, all of the Māori seats are huge, but Te Taitonga is bigger. You know, I mean, Te Taitonga is the biggest of all the Māori electorates. It's bigger than all the other six combined. So, you know, we have a big task to do, but in true Māori fashion, it's our whānau networks, you know, our whakapapa-based networks, it's our professional networks. All of those things combined is what enables us to get across and service an area like that. It's never perfect. You're never going to be everywhere enough for everybody, but you know, that's what makes it possible for us. And you know, so we lean into that, and we're very grateful and thankful for that. As you look at it in comparison to general electorates and all of that, it's grossly unfair and, you know, weighted in one crowd's direction. But we do it to, you know, look after our people, look after our whānau's aspirations. And in this time, they are really looking for hope, you know, really looking for a bit of light. So, I mean, that's how we do it, Dale. And, like, I'm a we fella, we and us, never me and I. So, yeah, and truly, in our Māori electorates, that's what makes it possible, is our whānau networks, our whakapapa-based networks. So, yeah, we've got to pull that in and look after your big, broad teams.
Tēnā koe, you showed a lot of class, you and Maria Meno too. Be fair to say that others in a similar position want to come out all guns blazing in the media, bagging each other. It's part of our modern-day New Zealand politics, which is frustrating for many of us, the adversarial nature of it, the reality of it, Doc. So, you know, some would accept if you were out bagging your opponents, Te Pāti Māori in particular. Is this something that you are going to do, or are you campaigning on the strengths you carry rather than taking swipes at your opponents?
Yeah, no, we just stick firm to the, you know, to the vision that we have and that we see, and to the values that we work on. You know, you just can't afford to stray from those. Those are the things that keep you strong They keep you focused. They keep me fixed on what's good and what's best for our people and, you know, for our whānau out there. And, you know, for me, I'm one of the main reasons I went into politics, besides being, asked to do it by our kaumātua and people of significance, is really to make a change for our kids and our mokos. You know, we've been in this sort of, in this place in our own country for a long time. And with our young people being such a big proportion of the future of this country, we really need to make some decent changes for them. And just demonstrating that holding on to your values and sticking to being led by a vision rather than reacting to what's going on around you and sort of immediate things is what we need to do. We need to stay their course. And, you know, we've been fortunate to have had examples like that in our upbringing. So, you know, that's how we sort of do it, Dale. We just stay the course. You got to hold tight, stick fast to your principles and to your kaupapa, to your values, and just work towards the vision.
Oh, well, you know, like I say, we've got a lot of respect for any of our people who put their hand up, irrespective of the colours that they fly. It's always been tough to get Māori representation, but we are seeing it widely and across many different political parties. Now, as an independent, Taku Te Whera standing for Te Taitonga, your campaign centred on Te Tiriti, Te Tangata, Te Taia. What are the key policies or outcomes voters can expect under each of these priorities, Takuta?
Yeah, those are our key focuses. I mean, number one, the place of Te Tiriti o Waitangi needs to become more central to the workings of Parliament. You know, in Parliament, I discovered quickly when we went in there that its relationship with Te Tiriti o Waitangi is not defined anywhere by itself. So that's something that we need to clarify. You know, and people who enter into politics need to be held to some level of account, that they have an understanding of not only Te Tiriti o Waitangi, but the history of our country that ultimately creates the circumstances that we live in today. So that's area number one. Te tangata, well, this is all the work that needs to be done around looking after the well-being of our people. You know, our people are our wealth, is a kaupapa we grew up with, and making sure that they are looked after, that they have the opportunity to exercise their potential. So this is all the cost of living stuff, Dale. It's the cost of a whare. It's the ability to access training and get into good employment. All of these types of things that underpin good life. And then Te Taiao, well, I don't know anyone that's not concerned about Te Taiao. And basically it underpins everything that supports us as people, not only us as Māori and our, you know, deep affinity and connection to Te Taiao, but everyone has that connection. And then beyond that is Te Taiao's connection to everything that's important economically to our country. You know, it just strikes me as often unbelievable that we have some of the attitudes in Parliament, like our whanaunga from up the north, who's just keen on opening everything up and not being too careful around the protection of the environment, because, you know, it's the thing that underpins a lot of the production and generation around our economy in this country. So those two things sort of combine, you know, it's core to our identity, us as a people, Māori and our connection to it, and also the importance of our environment. You know, it's 100% pure, it's clean, green, all of that sort of competitive advantage nature of our environment, looking after all of those things so that they continue into the future, and making sure that our environment and all of the rawa of our environment are there for our tamariki.
Tēnā koe. Wishing you well, Takuta. Good to make contact again. As an independent MP, you've said that you're prepared to work with anyone willing to deliver for Te Taitonga. Where would you draw the line, though? And what principles would guide potential cooperation with any future government for you, Takuta?
Yeah, totally. I mean, we can't just say yes to any sort of arrangement. Any continued denigration of the Te Tiriti o Waitangi won't be any part of anything that we would commit to. There has to be a commitment to doing better, not only for Māori, but for all communities that are entrapped in poverty, marginalised in health, in social services, all of these types of things. So, I don't, you know, there are some clear lines around some of the parties that we would never work with. But as long as we can get the commitments around the protection of rights, around the protection and entrenchment of Te Tiriti o Waitangi, around bringing Te Tiriti o Waitangi more central to the decision making in Parliament, and the nature and how the whare conducts itself, these are the things that would be core and key to us. We would never commit to any sort of arrangement that undermines these core principles and rights of us as a people, but also how they extend out to all peoples.
It's good catching up with you again, Takuta. Thanks very much. All the best as you fly the flags and independence in the election in 6 or 7 weeks. But great to hear and speak to you again. Te rangatira. Mauri ora kia koe. Thanks so much for joining us.
Tēnā
koe te ao. Ngamihi. Thank you. Takuta Ferris joining us there off the heat of what has occurred within Te Pāti Māori, now standing as an independent, just as Mariamino will be as well in time.